other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. We are here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, we then return to the airways every evening, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. And we have got a jam-packed transmission lined up for you today. We have James Stewart joining us, Mark Anderson, Jim Tucker, Dr. Corey Gold, and more today. And of course, Jim Tucker and Mark Anderson of American Free Press are coming on because they are the tip of the spear when it comes to covering and ferreting out the latest on Der Bilderberg. And that is only about 2 months away. It's usually in the first week of June, sometimes last week of May. And every 4 years, they're set to meet in North America. Am I going to have to weasel back into Canada up there to go cover this thing and be screamed at for 15 hours in customs before the media all shows up and it blew up in their face because they did that? Also, Rossum Foods, James Stewart, arrested in $1 million warrant. That's why he's going to be joining us. And now they're raiding other places selling raw milk, which you can buy at farmers markets around Texas. I've got a whole refrigerator full of it. Here comes the feds, folks. Unbelievable criminal government. Hey, why don't you go after Bernie Madoff? Oh, you can't really go after him. You've already got him in prison because you guys had to flush him because he would have been able to blow the whistle until he was a convicted con. Now nobody believes him on people like John Corzine. Why don't you go after him? So we're going to be going over all of that as well, and then we're going to get into the poisoning of the food supply, vaccines, and more with Dr. Corey Gold today. That is all coming up. Now, if you go to the front page of Infowars.com and scroll down to the featured news section, you can see today's top news. The shocking face of China's brutal one-child policy. And you know, some people will say, oh my gosh, you're showing an image of a dead baby. It's horrible. But killing the baby is what's horrible. They take the living born babies and they go on record and find women who are hiding babies, if it's their second or third child, and they put them in a bucket until they asphyxiate on the water. They drowned. And then they take the babies and they render them down into cosmetics, medical products, and flavoring for your cool, icy, delicious beverages. The flavoring industry. And the globalists are doing this because it's spiritual what's happening. They believe if they can get you to eat something evil like this that they've defiled you and corrupted you. It's kind of like something out of the Golden Child, Eddie Murphy movie, which I don't believe there's big devils flying around, you know, physically. The point is the elite are into all this stuff. And that's why they're doing it. And they believe they can get a nation to do this and consume their young, that they've got you. And notice it's like, don't show us dead babies. Let's just call them blobs of tissue. And now it's, well, don't show us babies killed after they're born. And then it's, we're going to kill up the three-year-olds that are totally healthy, but don't show us the three-year-old. And I understand that it's shocking, but it's our First Amendment, and we're showing it, and it's an English language exclusive at Infowars.com. So we're going to cover that first when we come back, and then a bunch of other news. It's all coming up today, and we've got four guests. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in 1 hour, we're going to give you the latest with some breaking news on Bilderberg 2012 as the global elite prepare to meet in early June, probably in North America. There's some rumors of Haifa over in the Middle East. We're going to have Mark Anderson, editor at American Free Press, and senior editor Jim Tucker, the granddaddy of Exposing Bilderberg Group, joining us in the second hour. Dr. Corey Gold in the third hour. James Stewart is going to be on at 11:30. Who was arrested and given a $1 million bail to be able to get out of jail for selling raw milk for decades publicly to even people I know in Los Angeles. That's the thing. This criminal government can trump up charges on anybody anytime they want, and that doesn't intimidate me. I'm ready to be killed and tortured by these people. I will go down in history as a martyr, and when it's all said and done, I want Nuremberg trials, and I want these people all sent to prison. We will defeat the criminals run by people like Don Corzine, who is above the law, John Don Corzine, who could steal billions of dollars publicly and not get in trouble. The government openly grows opium on television in front of everyone. On record, Afghanistan 10 years ago went from 10% of production, 9 to 12% depending on the graph, to 90-plus percent. Some estimates are as high as 95. Most are 92% of world opium production. In fact, listeners won't believe it. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, for radio listeners, type in Afghanistan now supplies 92% of opium. It'll be BBC. Type it in. Let's just show people, because I know the FBI is listening and watching right now, and I don't want them giggling in their offices because they know this is all true. But they must be shown it in their face again. So when the troops start complaining and Pat Tillman starts complaining, they had to grease him. And that, of course, came out because the Army coroner wouldn't lie and said it was a homicide. So the good news is there are still people. There are still people. Did you find it? There are still people. Here, I'll do it right now. Watch this on Google. I'll do it myself. Watch this. 90% of world opium production. Yeah, you can just aim the camera over here and I'll show people. There it is. Opium cultivation out of control, UN says. Yeah, if you just type in 90% of world opium production in Afghanistan or 92%. Boom. MSNBC, Associated Press, blow it up for people watching. Boom. Opium cultivation out of control, UN says. Really, being loaded on all those UN aircraft, Afghan crop total, 92% of world supply, exceeded global consumption. They got so much of it, they can't even sell all of it. And it was right at 10%. Why am I getting into this now? When all this came out, they had to kill a bunch of troops and military investigators. Whole bunch of them. And then the containment didn't work, so they just came out and said, yeah, we grow it, we load it on aircraft, but it's for America. And there's no discussion about, well, then why did they catch you with heroin? Do you go to jail? Well, that's because they got to keep the price up. Now, that said, yesterday I'm shooting the nightly news right before it airs. And one of my IT people, one of my six IT people, comes in and says, the FBI wants to meet with me tomorrow. And I said, what about? And he said, well, you know, before I worked here a year ago, you know, because I did the interviews, I was doing, because we hired somebody who already had a job because we were paying more, who builds websites for the biggest bar owners in Austin. And he does great work. So I said, yeah, build websites, do code for us. I hire him. He comes in and I said, okay, well, you can either get a lawyer and refuse to go, or you can go and just see, but I'm going to imagine it's going to turn into an Alex Jones discussion, not bars and people I've never met. And I said, at that point, if they start telling you you're a criminal with something made up, I said, the issue is anything you say that's even halfway wrong, they've got unconstitutional laws where they say, oh, lying to the FBI, kind of like filming police, they put you in prison for life now in Illinois. The law doesn't even say that. They got juries that'll do it. I mean, half the country's zombies. So I explained to him, I said, you do what you want, but when I come into the conversation, it's going to be a news item. I said, don't bring me up. You may get FBI people that aren't criminals because they got compartmentalized ones that do, you know, the local drug stuff, the local bank robberies, kidnapping, stuff like that. But I said, if I come up, obviously I'm going to talk about it. Well, he met with them this morning, and about a third of the discussion is about Alex Jones and how they listen every day and want me to know they listen. Oh, gee, you didn't think I didn't know you listen? Like I don't know what I'm dealing with? Like I haven't had special forces jump out of the bushes and set fires and try to blame it on me in Florida? Like I haven't had probably 30 times police try to get me to talk about attacking other police so you can put me in prison? Like I haven't had Marine Corps officers in plain clothes try to get me to attack the State Department with them when I'm covering Bilderberg? Get this through your fat brains. I am an American patriot. I am the good guy. I am as pure as the driven snow. I'm not doing anything, even under your criminal system, that's a fraud, illegal. Get that through your head. They get some idiot on my website threatening a cop, the one that shot the black guy in the back and said he had attacked him. The guy was in handcuffs on the ground. Cop executed him in a fit of bloodthirst. Now convicted, spent, what, 1 year in jail, already out? Some idiot posts that. Our moderators take it down as they do everything calling for any type of criminality. The FBI calls me up and says, we want you to put that back up. And I said, no. Go ahead and make up whatever crud you want. I'm not going to put something up with a cop's home address saying go after him. And I said, if you got your subpoena, come get it. And they said, we're coming with a subpoena. I said, good. Bring your subpoena. Then they start calling around the office. They weren't asking here when they were calling random numbers of my crew. The FBI from California was not calling, asking about the guy's thing about, you know, go to the cop's house, here it is, and kidding. No, they were asking about the Obama deception a week before it came out. This is what they are, little Commissar officers, little political officers who want to intimidate my First Amendment. Hey, move to North Korea. So they go on and say, yeah, we listen every day. We listen all the time. We want Alex to know that, and we want him to not talk bad about us today. What in Hades is that? You want to try to creep me out? Which you've done the opposite. I just got about 5 months of energy off this. And then it turns into, and why am I talking about this on air now? The FBI shows up here last time about the subpoena and wants to know why we have posters of Obama up on the wall. And I said, well, number one, how do you like your narcotic trafficking buddies? Hey, you know, your FBI buddies killed that cop and the doctor and others, Terrence Yakey, up there at Oklahoma City. You know, would you like the police officers' names I've talked to where the FBI came in their office and said, if you investigate the bombs in the building, you and your wife are dead? And the FBI guys are like, and the Austin cop that was with them is like, okay, we don't want to discuss this anymore. I'm like, oh, it isn't time to scare me anymore. I want to know if you're with the people that kill cops. They were basically scurrying out of here when they were done. I don't care what you do to me, okay? You understand that? I'm not a coward like you. I've committed to this fight. I know I'm right. And your crud with my employee only confirms it all. And maybe you're so deep into intimidating people that you just think it was cute and funny that you like the show and you listen every day. And you really listen every day and don't say bad things about us. Maybe you want me to talk about you on air. And then you sit there and say, don't give Alex this Austin detective's number. Like I want to have a detective's number. I got the police chief's home number and cell phone in there. Like I want to call. The Austin police chief's asked me out for dinner to drink a beer. I don't have time to do it. I'm too busy looking at photos of one-year-old babies they're killing in China. I'm too busy breaking reports how the U.S. government plans to start killing kids up to age 3. Why don't you investigate some real crime? I get mad because my life has been stolen from me. You think it's fun to deal with a criminal government? You think I don't know? You think I haven't been punched in the nose and kicked in the side by kickboxers and told to shut up about Walter Smith, Judge Walter Smith, and his trial, his kangaroo civil trial with the Davidians? Just because I went up and bullhorned a judge, 4 people come in to beat my head in? I already know about the New World Order, buddy boy. If you think you're going to intimidate me, you better check again, because you got the wrong person. Anyways, then they start telling my employee he's a criminal and done things wrong on just not even something with the case, with the place where he webmastered and all that, just some nothingness that wasn't even anything, but some domestic dispute with one of his friends and you know, trying to defuse it. And they want him to go report on himself, the Austin police, so they can turn him and say, you're going to go to jail if you don't go plant something in Alex Jones's office. They didn't tell him that, but I know that's next. And you're on record, okay? And I've got lawyers out of state with money waiting to sue you personally if you try to set me up. You got it? I got your number. I see right into you. Do you understand?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Hey, FBI, why don't you go out to Bergstrom Airport and start searching the military transports coming back from Afghanistan if you want to find some drugs. Find that all that cheap heroin flooding out on our streets that the government grows publicly, loads on aircraft, and flies here publicly. I mean, the Russian consulates have publicly complained and said, please stop shipping it into Russia. So sick of it, and I'm calling the whole thing for what it is, a sick joke. But I know it's all funny. I've seen government reports that have come out where people that know they're being their phones are being tapped are still schizophrenic. That happened to a famous writer. I'm having one of those moments where I can't pull up the name, even though I've read so many of his books. The Old Man and the Sea, the one about the Spanish Civil War. It's going to Ernest Hemingway. And it turned out they were harassing him, dirty tricks, breaking in his house, listening to his phones. And he talked about it, and they grabbed him and gave him electroshock therapy, the FBI did, until they fried his brain. That's J. Edgar Hoover for you. Because J. Edgar Hoover loved destroying Hollywood people, artists, because it was part of his power trip. While he dressed around in women's clothes, you know, pranced around at home with his boyfriend. They hate stars, they hate powerful people, they hate good people, because that's what it attracts. That's the type of people, on average, that want to go around and be the good guys, but are really the bad guys. And then they've always got the idiot core of the FBI who are actually are so dumb, they don't know there's a bunch of narcotics trafficking, child kidnapping, money laundering killers above them. I mean, this Justice Department that wants me to know they listen every day. Gee, FBI agents locally. I'm on the White House enemies list. That's been in the newspaper. The White House has responded to me. They have media matters attacking me every week who infiltrates groups from within and destroys them. Gee, I get spies and generals calling me up at midnight. I talk to 15 million people every week. Do you think I don't know the government's listening to my radio show? And maybe 5% chance out of 100, these are nice FBI agents who were just like, no, don't talk bad about us. We're not bad. We hear Alex say bad things about us all the time. Well, if you're G, Jiminy Crickets, that type of guy, let me tell you something, buddy. You need to stop being naive like Gomer Pyle. Gee, Sarge. I was a selfish person. I would get out of this country so fast it would make your head spin. But I have said I'm staying here, and I'm not selling out, and I'm not going to give in to fear. I'm going to go with it and love it. That's why I'm so alive. It's just so idiotic. Those FBI people, and they were here, are like, why are there posters of Obama on the walls? And I'm like, this is a media operation. That's my last film. And you see it's a film. And then, and one of them's like, yeah, I know, I've seen it. Oh, but you're asking me what it is. You are the one that has something wrong with him. You're the one under suspicion. I immediately, when those people showed up, I just bowed up to them immediately. Because just like I walk outside, there's a rabid dog with its hair falling out and foam coming out its mouth. Just like I walk up, you know, changing a tire on I-35 and there's cars flying by me. I'm concerned about that danger going by me. And I've experienced it. You know, I grew up watching the police deal drugs to kids. And then I watched them leave the mid-level local drug dealers alone and bust the people they sold to. And I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. And I know that most of the detectives in this country and most of the high-level police, FBI, you name it, are so criminal, it'll make your head spin. I exposed, like, why are you having drug dogs and searching lockers and all this stuff up here? Why are you trying to force the football team to drug test? You guys are selling the drugs. Oh, well, we're going to slam your head into the office desk and threaten you and say that we're going to set you up for stealing stereo equipment. And then the police started running around saying that I was on drugs. And then they had, through the grapevine, my lawyer told, he called my dad and said, they're going to arrest your son and hang him in the jail cell. And by the way, they've done it to a bunch of people in Rockwall, so you better move. And I had to move to Austin because the police were threatening to hang a 16-year-old because I knew they were narcotics traffickers.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And mistake has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I'm going in, through, and beyond. Directly into the storm, the maelstrom of tyranny. It is the only way to defeat it. The people are waking up. The info war is on. 5 million guns are being purchased a month. I pray that the globalists don't start a civil war and stage new Oklahoma cities. I pray for good judges that has pointed out the Hatari militia were completely innocent and the FBI lied and set them up and had their informants make the statements and attribute it to others. And I pray for my family and I pray for myself, but more importantly, I pray for justice. We're going to our guest who's under globalist attack in a great way, an evil raw milk seller. No victims, but Big Pharma that owns Big Agra wants you to drink the sludge they call milk. They don't want this healthy real milk catching on, so the attack is on. Amish are being SWAT teamed, facing decades in prison. Families are being SWAT teamed, million-dollar bails. Amish publicly selling to their neighbor, just vicious, vicious, vicious Soviet-style thugs are upon us. Speaking of our own government and the Bioethics Journal saying, yes, we need to kill babies up to age 3. You're an extremist if you don't want healthy babies to be killed up to age 3. I'm not joking. We broke that a month ago. It's now mainstream news. The shocking face of China's brutal one-child policy. Can't happen here. Top academic and eugenicists are calling for what Obama's science czar once advocated. And I'm sorry to have to post the photo, but they even kill babies after birth in China. This is the shocking face of China's brutal one-child policy, which many academics and pressure groups are now calling to be imposed in the West. The image shows a 9-month-old baby lying dead in a bucket, forcibly aborted by Chinese family planning authorities in the town of Moshan. She was just a few weeks away. They injected it. The baby still lived, begged, was crying. They put it in a bucket of water. Because the parents of the baby already had a child, they were hunted down. This is what they're calling for here in the U.S., to comply with China's draconian one-child policy. The mother was injected with a poison and induced an abortion. But after the baby was pulled out inhumanely like a piece of meat, this is a U.S. exclusive, English language exclusive, it was still alive. See, Paul's wife's Chinese. She gets them all this. She reads it. It was still alive and began to cry before doctors slung the defenseless child in a bucket left to die. Well, that's how they do it at the partial birth abortion mills, is throw them in a bucket to die. Whereas in China, it's come out, they save the babies, too, for medical experiments living. But again, they're not human, according to our media. You're a conspiracy theorist if you say it's a life. See, the sickness, torture's good. Secret arrest is good. John Corzine can steal billions, it's good. Cancer viruses and the vaccines. And the public, those that aren't awake, will not awaken because they'd have to admit everything they were told was a lie. The timestamp of the image tells us the baby was killed Monday. The image began circulating today on Weibo, China's version of Twitter, which has around 260 million members. The story was attracted widespread revulsion directed against the family planning authorities responsible for the murder of the baby. I have U.S. family planning videos, and we're going to our guest that we've shown, where our government admits they funded these policies in China, set it up, and the agreement was they'd make them the new power base, because they'll leverage out the rest of the world industrially and then force that model everywhere. See, but the lowest common denominator forces that model everywhere else. And where they talk about how great it is they've killed the babies and how great it is. This is from the 60s before it was even law in the 70s. And they hunt you down. The UN does it in Africa. And I see BBC articles. The ignorant Africans run when the UN comes to give them vaccines. And it's all the women crying, all our babies in the village, over 100 women were, you know, over 100 women were pregnant. Some only about to give birth in days. All the babies died. Some of the women died. Women have been known in Africa, when they're hunted down in the jungle and given the shots, they will then run and chop their arm off as quick as they can with a machete. Of course, then it came out the UN was doing that. This is your murdering government, your global corporate murder system. And all of you that think you're going to serve the system and be part of the power structure, when they release that mega bioweapon and you're rolling out and you and your whole family are dying and the New World Order has its way and we can't stop them, I want you as you die to get right with God and admit you were wrong. That's the key, is that you know the truth in your heart. That's more important than anything. Now, shifting gears for a little bit in the next hour, and we got our next guest coming on. Rossum's Foods, this is an exclusive. James Stewart arrested in $1 million warrant. And I'm ranting here because I'm angry. And just to tell you the story of what happened and what happened to him, here he is joining us. The $1 million thing to release him. They're charging other people now. Natural News reporting on this. Do we have Mike Adams with us as well? I'm so wound up, I don't even know here. Okay, let's go to James Stewart. Good to have you on with us, sir. I appreciate your courage to come on and discuss the evil crime of selling raw milk for many years to people and what a horrible criminal you are. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Alex. You know, I appreciate you and the show, and I know that Mike wanted to be on, but I think he's busy at the moment.
Okay, well, tell us what happened to you. A lot of folks know, a lot of folks don't know about Rossum Foods and the fact that they're treating you like you're, like they should be treating John Corzine.
Well, you know, it's true, but I mean, the same thing is happening now and yesterday, by the way, in Ventura County with, if anybody goes online and reads David Gumpert's blog and Mike Adams's comment last night, it seems as if you can't even, you know, the FDA 2 years ago, just so everybody understands what's going on, they have decided, and it's on record in a court case, that you and I have no right to make any decision what we want to put into our body or our children's bodies, that the FDA has the ultimate authority. And that's where all this is coming from, along with pharmaceutical industry and whoever else. You'll never get to the bottom of it because they won't agree with or let you know what the real truth is. But I love your passion, Alex, and it is true. In August of 3rd of last year, after being raided the year before, they came – the year before in 2010, they came in with dozens and dozens of agents, took over the place.
That's the famous video with the guns drawn, and you didn't shut down, so now they're going to try to make you an example, putting you under the jail.
Right. Well, a year later, after that guns drawn raid, they came in and arrested me on 13 charges, and those charges stem basically from raw dairy products. You are correct. And I got out 3 days later, and basically they took a 24-foot stateside truck, and there are videos on YouTube attesting to this because people were, all the members of Rossum were there looking over the fences with their cell phones and video cameras and whatnot. They loaded up this truck with almost every food product that was at Rossum and took it to a dump in the valley and got rid of it, although next door to us is a place called Bread and Roses, which is a place that feeds the homeless. So instead of taking the $100,000 worth of food they stole and dumped, they could have fed the homeless next door. Meanwhile, the food was gone, and now, let's see, I went to five court appearances. On the fifth appearance, which was March the 2nd, while we were scheduling another date, two sheriffs jumped over the bar and arrested Sharon Palmer and myself in this show of grand force. And, you know, and it just was this scene. So we then were put downstairs, and I was put in jail for a week and a day, and Sharon didn't get out for 3 weeks on charges that now there's a conspiracy to commit money laundering and grand theft and you name it, million-dollar bails on me.
And what they do is they go to your employees and say, we're going to put you in prison for made-up crimes if you don't lie about your boss. And they can connect it to people that aren't even involved. They'll just go tell a neighbor we're going to put you in jail if you don't say this. It looks like I have the FBI trying to do that to me right now out of something that I'm not even connected to. Yeah, that's how they work. They just go down the line. Yeah. This is who runs our government. Just absolute evil.
Well, you know, Mike Adams and I have been talking a lot recently, and you know, it's an interesting question, Alex, why people are not aware of what's going on back in the 60s and 70s when it didn't take much time to figure out how to demonstrate for, let's say, a war in Vietnam and get that shut down. I believe people are in fear, harassed, intimidated, living in their comfort little lifestyles, and they don't understand that it's coming to them real soon. And when you see what's really going on, it's not just me. You're right. It's the Amish farmers. It's let me give you the other little example of what happened. You heard about Farm to Fork, right, in Nevada last year?
Yes.
Okay, so it doesn't matter.
People try to have a party and bring their organic food, like the old-fashioned country cookouts. We still have those in East Texas where everybody, you know, at the end of the summer brings meat, brings food. And now they have this global. This is what Stalin did in Ukraine and other areas and China. The UN has said use food as a weapon. For those that don't know, They actually come and raid people and dump their potatoes, rutabagas, everything in the trash, acting like it's toxic waste.
On private property. They do this on private property. So don't believe you're protected if you're on your own farm or your own house or your own land.
No, 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 no. That's the rule, that new rural commission that Obama set up, where he admits the Homeland Security and the Pentagon is over all farms.
No, I listened to Sheriff Richard Mack last night on a half-hour show that was on Mike Adams's, maybe it was on your show, I don't remember. And here's a man that's talking about, you know, sovereignty and all the other stuff. I have to let everybody know that when I was taken this time on March the 2nd and incarcerated for 8 days, I never mentioned the word sovereignty, but let me tell you what happened. Not only downstairs in the holding tank, they started accusing me of being a sovereign, which is now a terrorist word, okay? So what they do immediately is they put you with a different kind of armband. You're a danger to the community, even the community inside the jail system. So they put me in holding cells for minimum 3, 4, 5, 6 hours with basically no warmth. They can learn how to torture you these days without actually physically touching you, and that's what they're planning to do, and they did it to me. I do have to admit, when I was transferred to Ventura, that I was better treated up there, but still, the whole entire system is now, as you know, and I love your passion about it, Alex, is on the verge of, as I guess as many people 200 years ago said, how about Ben Franklin? I gave you a republic if you can keep it. What people need to do is stand up right now. They're not standing up, and I don't understand why. And it's too obvious by listening to people like you and myself and whatnot what's going on. Those that sleep on their rights don't have any. And if we don't stand up as a complete group of people, we have to stop the infighting that's going on involved ourselves in our own alternative industry. People are fighting amongst themselves. Division is what keeps them from winning. So we all have to join forces with each other. I agree with you, Alex.
Well, you're right. And again, it's the Obama administration establishment of White House Rural Council to strengthen rural communities. And it says in the press release at whitehouse.gov, Homeland Security, Department of Defense, rural spies, commissars. And it's now happening. They're arming all the little agencies. We are the enemy. We don't even really deer hunt, but we have a small area that we lease out of our old ranch / farm in East Texas. And now they have federally controlled game wardens who just show up and treat you like a criminal and demand to come in your cookhouse and get in everybody's face. And it's just government wants you to know we own you. Got it? Now, the way I heard Mike Adams describe this is they kept you in freezing conditions, sewage running in, all of this. And this is what they did to Bradley Manning, which has been admitted to be torture. They call it pain compliance. They break arms and call it pain compliance. I have video of this. This is what America is.
Yeah, I did see some brutality inside there. I was not actually treated brutally as far as being kicked or in some way, shape, or form horribly attacked physically, but they've also learned how to do that in ways in which you're isolated for 6 hours in a cold cell at 50 degrees with nothing warm to keep you warm, so you're freezing with hypothermia. Yeah, they then overflowed the toilets in the area of the jail that I was in, where there were 2 to 3 inches of, I'm not joking, shit and pee floating all the way into the bottom of my cell, so all I could do was stay on the bed. The smell was insane, and they didn't come for 4 hours to clean it up, okay? And then when they do clean it, and that's supposed to keep you nice and sanitary and clean at this point, obviously it's a complete joke inside there. There is brutality inside there as well. I did see some guys' heads being smashed up into walls and whatnot. But
and let's be clear, these are colleges that create more criminals. We have the biggest crime wave in the world. We have the biggest prison population, the government and banks ship in the drugs publicly. Wells Fargo and others launder it, don't get in trouble. This is all in our face, and you're selling milk and papayas and things. They're charging you for all of that. Papayas, everything is evil. They're raiding other people now. What are you facing? Because you're facing, tell folks about the bail, the $1 million, what's happening to you. They want everybody to know you're going to eat GMO and you're going to die of cancer and you're going to love it.
That's exactly right. This whole grandstanding event that went on, and then the bails were set, and they're just insane. The idea that I should be $1 million bail, but they trumped up 37 felony counts all, and that's why they can justify it. But let me ask you a question. Did John Corzine have any bail? Did the peanut company that sickened 700 people and killed 9?
And, of course, now they're going to go after you after hours of interrogation. They'll claim you lie about something that they'll just twist, or they'll have one of their drug-head informants lie about you and say you're, murdering babies.
That is very true, and that's what they do. So you are correct. When people listen to you, they have to understand on the show that you're not exaggerating anymore. This is not exaggeration, folks out there. This is what's really going on now. And people, I'm hoping people aren't viewing this as just entertainment. This is going to come to you soon as well. People need to stand up and do something.
Well, it's already coming to them. The GMO, all of it. Some pediatric cancers are up by 10,000%. I mean, they're murdering our... I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I'm the voice inside your head, through a piece of you. I'm the face of
Stewart's our guest, and you can cover what's happened to him at InfoWars.com. You can find out more at NaturalNews.com. And we're not exaggerating. It's like the lady who was facing 6 months in jail for a garden in Michigan. People thought that was a joke. They thought the big journals, medical journals, coming out and saying kill children up to age three, even when they're healthy, if the parents or state want to. People are like, this isn't real. Yeah, it's real. Okay? I'm risking my life to bring you this information. This isn't a joke. And if America would just wake up, the criminals in government and corporations who work together couldn't get away with this. And I've seen all the videos. I've read the affidavits. They're all online. I mean, this was a mainline place. I know people in L.A. who drove there and bought stuff. Vegetables, milk, all of it. I mean, this is an above board. It's like the Amish guys selling to people. They call it an undercover year-long operation where the guy's selling to people with undercover folks acting like they're their neighbors, selling them milk. In fact, guys, if you bring me a jug of milk and a glass out of the refrigerator, I'm going to drink some here on air. I gave some to the Austin police chief. Didn't the Austin police chief drink some? Yeah, when I had Art Acevedo in here, my memory fails. Didn't that happen when I had Acevedo in here? I was like, here's raw milk, you going to arrest me? And he thought I was joking. And I said, are you going to have troops on the streets, Art Acevedo? And he said, the sky would literally have to fall for that to happen. And now we have troops at the Kite Festival. Let's go back to our guest and one more segment with him. James, what can we do? What are you facing? Where is this going? How can we help you against the food police?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, I don't understand why there's no pro bono attorneys that, like, you know, and I won't mention names, that are not trying to come to the aid of whoever out there, myself or anybody else, because it's necessary at this point that the masses stand up and take their power back. They never really lost it in the first place, but people are, it seems to me, afraid to actually stand up, and that's why we have the issue and the problem that we have, Alex. People are not willing to stand up, and I don't mean just regular people. I mean anybody, including the attorneys. Everybody needs to get involved in this and start making sure that it doesn't happen. Put a lot of effort into defending these people, whoever they are, myself or anybody else for that matter. You know, I don't feel like I'm the isolated person out here. I see all the stories all the time that are going on. You know, I'm not going to stop. And, you know, that's just my personality. I feel the only way to change things is to put something into action. And that's what Rossum was about. Rossum was putting it into action. Other people intellectualize what they know is going on, but they forget or they're afraid to put something into action to do something about it.
Well, they've shut you down now. They're trying to put you under the jail. Tell folks what you're facing, websites where people can support you.
The charges in both cases now in Ventura and L.A. add up to probably 40 years in jail, which I doubt seriously. But at the same point, you know, that's what they could do.
No, they got juries that would send babies to a gas chamber.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't understand that either, by the way. How can juries be that, you know?
It's gladiatorial. Even though they're going to be destroyed by it next week, they enjoy burning people. It's a demonic nation.
It is crazy, my friend. So they can get in touch with Mike Adams at Natural News if they want to help donate their time, their financial, you know, the financial situation. Mike Adams would take care of it for us.
We're going to be back in 60 seconds, five more minutes for you to make any other points you want. James, I know you haven't done any interviews, and I know I appreciate you coming on here. We're dealing with a guy who publicly sold people what we buy right here in Austin, and he's facing 40 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.